AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Six police officers in Baltimore are facing charges over the death of Freddie Gray, who had to be hospitalized after being taken into police custody. Five officers are in custody. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says this type of behavior will not be tolerated.
To those of you who wish to engage in brutality, misconduct, racism, and corruption, let me be clear. There is no place in the Baltimore City Police Department for you.
At the White House, President Obama said it's absolutely vital the facts surrounding Freddie Gray's death come out.
What I think the people of Baltimore want more than anything else is the truth. That's what people around the country expect.
Baltimore is still under a nighttime curfew, and National Guard troops and police are out throughout the city. Ford is expanding a recall of Ford Fusions and Fiestas and Lincoln MKZs. Door latches may not stay closed. The recall now covers 546,000 vehicles. Ford reports one crash and two injuries. A former top aide to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, David Wildstein, pleaded guilty to organizing a huge traffic jam at the George Washington Bridge 2 years ago. The AP's David Porter has the story.
Wildstein admitted during the plea hearing that he conspired with a deputy chief of staff to Governor Christie and a Christie appointee to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to use the lane closures to punish the mayor of Fort Lee for not endorsing Christie in his reelection campaign.
A woman in central Missouri says she got away from a home she shared with a man who was holding her captive since January, sometimes confined in a wooden box. Police are looking for the man. Police in Arizona say a two-year-old boy is in critical but stable condition after shooting himself in the face. Officers say a gun apparently was rolled up in sheets on a bed. This is AP Radio News. Stocks remain sharply higher, the Dow up 160 points. Prince William and Kate's second child is now officially late.
William and Kate say the gender of the baby, a younger brother or sister to one-year-old Prince George, is a mystery to them. That sparked a flood of bets placed with bookmakers that it will be a girl. And now Prince Charles, in a conversation with a 100-year-old royal veteran, says he's hoping for that outcome too. Kate, who was expecting to give birth around late April, now appears to be several days overdue. Charles de Ledesma, London.
It's a good start for Age of Ultron, the new Avengers movie.
The Avengers were supposed to be different.
Anybody remember when I carried a nuke through a wormhole?
No, it's never come up.
Save
no,
New York?
Never heard that.
Recall that?
Disney says opening night last night brought in $27.6 million, well above the pace of the first Avengers movie, which turned out to be the third highest grossing film of all time. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.